And we have more special guests joining us this morning. Sonny?
We sure do. We're so excited to have Lori Johnson back in the studio with us. She's with Healthy Peninsula, and she's brought along Edward Griffin. And Ed, you manage a restaurant, and you happen to see a need. So tell us about that.
Well, I work at Marlantini's in Blue Hill, and our local clientele, elderly clientele, are struggling to get out of their homes, to get to a doctor's appointment, to get to the hairdresser, or wherever they might need to go. And I'm just thinking, and also I'm a caregiver, have been for 15 years, and it's difficult for these people living on a fixed income to get out of their homes. So we're looking into this. Lori?
Okay. Hi, Sonny and Paul. Thank you for having both of us here today. So I work for Healthy Peninsula, which is in Blue Hill, and we serve the Blue Hill Peninsula as well as Deer Isle, Stonington. And in a nutshell, we're a grassroots community health organization focusing on the initiatives of healthy aging, healthy families, and healthy eating. So we've been there for 22 years plus, and because Edward's dialed in with the community the way he is, he's very well of what we do. So Edward approached us just to talk to us about the need he has been witnessing.
So you guys ended up pairing up, and then you paired up with Friends in Action. What's that all about?
Right. So when Edward came to us, we, of course, have worked with Friends in Action, which is a volunteer it's an organization here in Ellsworth, but actually they do cover all of Hancock County, and they have a couple different programs, but one program they offer is a free transportation program where they recruit and train and support volunteers. And so we thought, well, let's reach out to them and see if we can't make something happen to get the word out on the Blue Hill Peninsula to see about getting more people on the Blue Hill Peninsula to be able to possibly volunteer as a driver.
All right. And of course, they're going to be looking for volunteers. And you may think, wait, I'd like to do something like that. They're going to tell us next how to get involved and make a difference. So that's on the way shortly with Star 97.7. It's 8:15.
But they're in need of volunteers. And tell us about how this came about and how people can get involved.
Well, Sonny, thank you so much. I've been a volunteer in a number of organizations in Hancock County, and it is so rewarding, and people are so appreciative when you show up for them. This became a problem I've seen in our community with elderly people trying to get out of their homes, and not just get out of their homes, but maybe have somebody to go out to lunch with. Who knows how that's all going to work? But we've partnered with Healthy Peninsula, and Friends in Action have gotten together, and we're going to try to get this thing off the ground in the peninsula, which Friends in Action does such a great job in Ellsworth area. We have an upcoming volunteer information session that Lori Johnson's going to tell you a little bit about. But I just want to say that this particular model that they have, sorry, I lost my train of thought.
We do that too.
To me all the time.
All the time. So they... you just come to this information session, and you can sign up to be on the email list. You don't have to volunteer every Tuesday or every Thursday. It's
nice.
More you're on the information. You get the information, and if you can drive somebody that week, great. But Lori wants to tell you a little bit more about
yeah.
that in depth.
When?
Yeah, so it's going to be April the 28th. But first of all, I just want to also add that Michaela Hairston, who's Friends in Action's Director of Volunteer Services, unfortunately, she was not able to join us this morning. But she did really want me to impress upon the audience that the volunteers not only provide transportation, but they also are able to see the older adult living in their home, and if there's a need, she may be able to help them address it and possibly be able to provide resources
right.
to them
yeah.
that they see a need for. Mm. So, yeah, so the information session is going to be taking place on Monday, April 28th, and it's going to be at the Healthy Peninsula office located at 26 Hinckley Ridge Road. We're starting at 9:30. Come a little early. We'll have some coffee and little snacks, and it will go until about 11 o'clock. And we are, again, just looking for volunteers on the Blue Hill Peninsula to be volunteer drivers. And just because you show up doesn't mean you have to commit. And if you want to commit, that's great. We'll have all the paperwork there to get started with the background check and go from there. But we are asking people to reserve a seat, so please contact me, Lori Johnson, at 374-3257 or by email at ljohnson@healthypeninsula.org.
And thank you so much for both of you joining us in this great idea.
Thank you both so very much.
Thank you.
It's 828 with Star 97.7.